Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us in Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. Y'all, it's not just Thursday, it's day 30. Can you believe it? You've been seeking God for an entire month. You've been fasting for an entire month. You've been restraining yourself and disciplining yourself for an entire month. I was once told that it takes 30 days to develop a new habit. There's a new habit, a new discipline, a new devotional life that is now being developed within you. And it's proven by the fact that you're on this prayer line this morning. How we thank the Lord for this 30th day of reset. We also thank God that there are only 10 days to go. There are only 10 more days to go. Praise the Lord that we are here. We have made it. We're continuing our journey of our 40-day fast. I want to welcome each and every one of you this morning as we are the resetters seeking the voice, the face, the will of God through our consecrated time of prayer and fasting. Happy Thursday morning, family. Listen, for the past few days, we've been looking at prayers that were prayed in the Bible and they were answered. We looked at Solomon's prayer for wisdom, the father who had an epileptic son and prayed for God to help his unbelief. Yesterday, we looked at Hezekiah, who prayed and asked God to remember the works he had done to remind us that the righteousness, the holiness, our efforts, they really do matter. Today, I want to remind you of another short prayer in the Bible. You may not think of it as a prayer, but it really is. Because it's a request to Jesus that is made. It comes from the apostle, that disciple Peter. Peter, who was always doing the right thing and the wrong thing. In Matthew, the 14th chapter, Peter makes a request to Jesus to come to him on the water. The desire, however, was not to walk on water, the desire was to draw closer to the Lord. Peter's prayer was, "Lord, let me come to you." And here's the amazing grace of God that Jesus says, come. And the Lord gives us opportunity to draw close to him. What a gift of grace that as broken as we are, as messed up as we can be sometimes, with all the mistakes we make in life, God still grants us the invitation to do better, to come closer, to be more like him. And Peter begins that journey, of walking on the water. He turns to see the wind and he begins to sink. And here is one of the most powerful and shortest prayers in the Bible. Are you ready? Lord, save me. Peter's request to Jesus is, Lord, I've made a mistake. Save me, Lord, I've messed up. Don't let me pay with my entire life for it. What an amazing prayer and request of mercy. Then we can go to God when we know we've made a mistake and ask God to save us. And the Bible says that Jesus had come so close to Peter that he reached out and lifted him up out of the water. Lord, on this Thursday morning, we bow before you, an absolute and utter thanksgiving of another day you've made. God, gracious Lord and Father God, as always, I want to thank you for the mercies. I want to thank you that mercies have been brand new. And I want to thank you, O gracious, loving Father God, that grace will be sufficient as we come, Lord. We also give you thanks for this 30th day of seeking you. Lord, for calling us to a space where our lives are changing, for calling us to a journey that is changing us in ways that we could not have assumed would ever happen or that would not have happened had we not said yes. Somebody, you began this journey 30 days ago, not really knowing, not really understanding, but feeling that the Lord was calling you to this and look at you, the amazing things God has been doing in your life. Gracious, loving Father God, we thank you for the call to seek you. Gracious, loving Father God, and we thank you. We give you thanks for the invitation. I thank you, Lord, that you offer us the ability to change our lives. That, Lord, as we hear you say, come to me, we are able to pursue you and seek you and fast and change our lives to come to you. Gracious Lord and Father, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I want to thank you for all of us on this line who know you've drawn us closer to you. The hymn writer said, "Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord." God, that has been our prayer over these 30 days. And I thank you for honoring it by giving us a call and a compassionate command to come to you, to leave sinful things behind. Lord, to renew our minds, to upgrade our faith. Lord, to increase our walk with you and our desire to be holy. Lord, thank you for the ability to put some things down. Thank you, O Lord, for the call to walk away from some things. Thank you, O Lord, for giving us the strength to lay some things down, to pray more, to strive more, Lord. But even in those efforts, even in our best, you know, and we know, did we make mistakes? God, we turn from you. We stop looking. We stop pursuing. We fall short, God, every day. Listen, you got to be careful of even during this journey of thinking that you've reached some place of self-righteousness. The Bible reminds us that all of us sin and fall short. And then if we are ever to reach a place of saying that we do not sin, then we are a liar. And the truth of God is not within us. So gracious Lord and Father God, even though we've been seeking you, even though we've been coming to you, even though we've been trying to take steps to be more like you, Lord, we acknowledge, confess, and lay before you that we all fall short. That every day, oh God, we make some mistake. And I'm so grateful that mercy is everlasting. One of the most repeated phrases in Psalms goes like this: "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I'm so grateful that your mercy continues to endure, and day by day by day by day, you continue to come and save us. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, today our prayer is just like Peter: save me. Save me, O Lord, from the consequences of my bad decisions. Save me, O Lord, for the moments that I turn from walking from you. Save me, O Lord, from the times when my flesh took over. Someone on this side, if you're like me, there have been moments in your life where you're grateful. God did not make you reap anything, everything you sowed, that the full consequences of the bad decisions you made, God kept it back from you. And oh, gracious loving Father God, how we give you thanks today that you are a keeper, that you've not only kept us from danger, seen and unseen, you've kept us from full dangerous consequences of the bad decisions we've made in our lives. And because of that, this morning, oh, gracious, loving Father God, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you, O Lord, for sparing us. Thank you, O Lord, for coming to us. Thank you, O gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, for picking us up out of some things. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us. Thank you, Lord, for keeping your hands on us. Thank you, O Lord. And this morning we cry out again, Lord, save me. Lord, put me back in a place where my life is moving towards you. Lord, help me. Know those times when I've made a bad decision. Lord, make me sensitive to your Holy Spirit to know when I'm moving outside of your will. And Lord, my prayer is that not only for us, but for some of the people in our lives, you would save them from the full damage and destruction of the consequences of the choices they made in their lives. Someone today, you're praying that God will save your children, that God will save your parents, that God will save someone you love, that God will save a friend. Lord, save us is our prayer. Deliver us is our prayer. Keep us is our prayer. We've been doing this for 30 days now, Lord, and we thank you that every day you save us, and every day we get another chance to walk closer to you. So God, let us do the same on this 30th day of reset on this Thursday, O Lord. Our prayer is, let us come to you. Let me make some bold steps to change my life today, to draw closer to the Lord. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, as always on this morning, we want to lift up those who are drawing closer to you and need you to be merciful to them. For those, O Lord, who are sick among us, for those who are struggling in mind and body and spirit, for those who are worried about their jobs, for those, Lord, who are seeking you, we pray that you would show yourself strong. Now, God, be with us as this day goes about, as we commit ourselves to walking closer to you, being more like you and following you. This is our prayer early on this Thursday morning, before the day begins. We put you in your proper place, and that is at the head of our life, with nothing beside you. Hear the word of God. I am the Lord God who brought you out, and you shall have nothing before me, nothing beside me, nothing near me. So gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, we put you at the top of our lives today. As we seek you, as we search for you, and as we whisper the prayer, Lord, let me come to you. This is the prayer we lift up in your presence, O God, as we thank you for another day that you have made, and we give you thanks that we're going to draw closer to you. This is our prayer, and we ask it in the name that is above all names, and the only name that truly matters, the name of Jesus, who always and alone is our Christ, and the redeemed of the Lord, who asked the Lord to let us come, who are seeking God on this 30th day, said amen. Amen and amen. Family, something is happening. Something is changing. Something. God's doing something in us and with us and through us. And I pray that you can feel it and that you embrace it. Today, I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. I'm praying that day 30 be a powerful and a peaceful day for you. And in Jesus' name, may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. We do record the prayer. You have an opportunity to direct other people back to hear it later, and we'll be back here tomorrow by the mercy and grace of God. Again, this is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. And as always, have a blessed and a beautiful day on purpose. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow.